Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You've tuned into Radiance by Design. I'm so excited to talk to you tonight. Things are changing on the planet. Have you noticed there's an awful lot of pressure and there's an awful lot of very rapid change? I don't know how many of you over the last few weeks or months have experienced change, 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 and more change. I sure have, and so is Bob. You're going forward, and suddenly there's a left turn, and then there's a right turn, and then... What's that noise? Something's going on with our sound. Hang on 1 minute, please. All right, we're just going to keep going. All right. Something crazy is here. I don't know if you're hearing it at all, are you? I'm talking about change happening in a heartbeat, and here we are under a siege of change here on BBS Radio. There's a big buzz in our sound system. I don't know if you're hearing it. Okay, my name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm working with a very wonderful coalescence of guides and angels, some terrific beings.
We don't
who represent.
Hear it.
What's that?
No, we don't hear it.
Okay. Terrible. Okay, so we're working with a very powerful, powerful group of guides and angels, and they're so helpful to me. I can't even begin to tell you. So when you're going to call in tonight, we're going to talk about a number of things. One of them is paradigm shifting. What does that mean to you on this planet at this time? And that's going to mean something different to everyone. For me, it means that that things are changing. For example, something that maybe made me anxious, my own role in a small group of people that made me very anxious, all of a sudden has no real impact. It's almost like I poofed up and my frequency shifted and I just don't find the same adherence or the same identity in that group of beings. That, to me, is a paradigm shift that's very, hopefully lasts, that's very, perhaps we'd call it on a smaller level. But the whole thing about this paradigm shifting that I'm aware of these days is that on an it starts on an individual level. Human consciousness, the collective, is acting out of these huge, huge waves of consciousness that move through us, some say every 26,000 years, but I'm always quite conscious of the fact that it's not a line, a drop-off from this 26,000 years to the next 26,000 years. There's a great demarcation line. It's more like a flowing, amazing realm of consciousness that moves through, kind of like a big atmosphere, a big cloud, and so on, and we breathe it, and we are inspired by it. We're limited by it. We're fueled by it. We're fed by it. It's kind of the, it's just kind of like fish are in water and they can't really see the water. We're in these kind of pools of consciousness and don't really see them. And what keeps happening to me as an intuitive and listening to my own guides, plus all kinds of other bits and pieces of information, some of which I toss aside and some I eat for dinner, that we see that inside of each of us has the capacity to be full universal presence. Each one of us has the ability to unravel the confinement or the confliction of the way consciousness has contained us or described us or the way our identities have held consciousness and the way our relativity to one another has been kind of like an invisible glue that's kind of kept us all mutually limited, if that makes sense to you. So as I consider paradigm shifting, which I consider all the time, because to me it's a very beautiful part of this time on the planet, I really feel like the most important place to go is to me, or to you. You got to go inside and allow yourself to unravel some of the pieces of your identity that are stuck by that glue. And some of the ways of doing that are the ways that we've talked about on Radiance by Design or on ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness or through the paradigm shifters that I've interviewed or through myriad other sources these days, it's a pretty exciting time on the planet. And we're discovering more and more that we're like little seeds. Somebody wrote to me the other day a lovely little note and said, I wondered if you could talk about star seeds. And it was interesting because I was already puttering through the internet and some of my past printouts and so on, and I was reading about star seeds according to Crystal Lynx, I think it is. But it just reminded me that some of us have had this yearning since we were born, and of course I'm really old now, that we've had these little seeds in us since we were born, their drive, their dreams, their feelings of, oh my gosh, I belong somewhere else. I don't necessarily belong on this planet. There's a light attached as an intuitive as I look into people, talking to them. There are some people that have this really demanding light way down deep in them. And I think that that could represent what we could call a star seed. Nobody really knows for sure what exactly a star seed is. But there's a lot of hypothetical thoughts and suggestions about what it is. My understanding is that you follow what's in your soul's, what is your dharma? What is the drive deep down in your soul to discover, to express, to expand through? And that, to me, is like some people really want to be multidimensional. Some people really want to connect as a universal being. Some people really want to be connected to other galactic centers, or at least become awakened to how they are already connected to other galactic centers. And it's sitting way down deep. Now, maybe all the people that are not paying any attention to that have it as well, but it's not one of the more dominant seeds that wants to sprout inside of their consciousness. Because it is inside of our consciousness where we want to sprout. And if you want to become multidimensional, if you want to become an unlimited being, if you want to become a successful product of an experiment to breed this little group of humanity to see if they can become self-designing and self-creating and have free will, which is what we hear that the Pleiadians designed us for. Again, I always take this stuff as interesting. I don't know what I actually believe. It might be bigger than we thought. It might be a little different. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. It's just a great model to be looking at right now. So to me, the starseeds are people that have the drive that wants to go into galactic consciousness. And that's probably you and I. We're probably looking for all this stuff because we have deep down inside of us, again, those seeds that want to be blessed with recognition. They want to be blessed with nurturing, watering, expressing, developing. And we're going to use a bunch of light and sound, and we're going to use some of our amazing etheric techniques to hopefully touch those deep inner places and help you activate a very, very unlimited soul and unlimited self. One of the things the guides were suggesting... Oh, now I'm jumping around here talking about paradigm shifting, okay? I was reading... I told you I've been reading some of the old Starseeds information. I haven't read Bringers of the Dawn, which I read a number of years ago by Barbara Marciniak, but she talks about the number of beings that are coming here to unravel the mystery of our human potential. But as I looked at the starseeds information, and they were writing about crystal children and indigo children, and they're saying that nobody really knows for sure what any of this is, and some will refute that statement. And I really believe that, for example, there's realms of, for example, kids who want to be disruptive and want to be revolutionary, and they're indigo children. And the ones that I know all have a kind of an indigo light or purpley light that comes up in them regularly. That's how I began to make the link between what was called an indigo child and some of the people that I knew that were small people. And then I was reading, Drenvalo was talking about how the new kids are so amazing. He was talking about codons, and I haven't done enough research to know exactly what a codon means, but I gather it's an aspect of the cell which has to do with immune capabilities or something. Anyway, he's writing about some AIDS children, babies who were born with AIDS, and that some of the research has that one of the kids, this is what started it all off, one of the kids was very ill as a baby, and he was tested from birth till I think 1 or 1.5, and then nobody got in to test him till he was 6. And when he was 6, they found he had no trace of AIDS at all, and he had absolutely no sign of ever having had it, you see. And then they went through, and they were talking about his codons, and as I said to you, we have to go look that up to see what it really means. But he said that this child, and then further research showed a whole bunch of other children who have been born with the ability to offset such horrendous illnesses as AIDS through time because of the way their immune system is built. And then he started talking also about, like, you know, the structures that we all do at the beginning of the show. He's also writing about how he goes in and others that he knows on, and this is an limiting, just a minute and I'll talk to you, I'm glad you called. Anyway, he says, you know how we go into the structures to learn how to help other people heal and to manifest our life and so on. Well, Drunvalo uses the Merkaba, which is the light body around us that changes dimensions, and he goes into, which I would say is our, like, we can use our structures for this. He goes in and he absolutely changes his own codons while he's in there, works with in a magical sense in the shape and the colors of these structures. He works with his own. And since he started doing that, he hasn't been sick ever. And I thought, you know, that's really a good example of paradigm shifting, which to me means the way he thinks and the way we take on our lives and the way we accept the collective consciousness and so on is moving it aside and finding ways in which we can think and create for ourselves, embellish our possibility and our unlimitedness. I really think that we're in a time where we can really accelerate that. We already have a caller, and I'm delighted. Good evening. You're on the air. Join us.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, Veronica. It's Kim from Louisiana.
Hi, Kim. It's been a while. Glad you called.
Yeah, it has been a while. Do you know Drunvalo has the Spirit of Ma'at site? Is that how you say it, Ma'at? It's
yes.
That online magazine? Yeah, it's really wonderful.
I haven't been reading that. I've been reading so much other stuff, it's hard to do it all, isn't it?
Yeah.
So give us
the
recap.
There are a lot of paradigm shifters there. And it's an online journal that has become increasingly full of video, but, you know, you can go back and look, and it's got, you know, like years and years of episodes. Like, it's got a whole issue on the Russian psychic children, which is really cool. You know, there's just different things, but... Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. How's your life?
Yeah, well, believe it or not, Veronica, I'm still waiting. And I was just thinking, I've been listening to you recently, and you've been picking up on me because you've been saying some stuff, you know. Oh, someone's listening who's doing whatever. And,
we're shifting our paradigm, aren't we?
We really are. But it's been like, I can't believe that I'm this person, actually. I mean, there's been so many changes. It's been like 2007 since I first became your client, and it has been a while, and I've kind of been out of touch. But I'm basically, believe it or not, I'm still waiting. And I was just wondering if you were picking up anything. I mean, I'm getting, my own intuition tells me it's almost over, you know, that it's, I mean, that things are really going to shift fast for me finally, you know, but...
I know, but there's a whole process that we're talking about, Kim, and this is for everybody at home. There's a huge process here of personal integration, and I have to say, honey, you look better than you've looked ever that I've talked to you. So I just want to say to everybody at home as well that the changes that you're going through, you can say, I'm waiting. I'm going, no, you're not. You're reformatting so much about who you are. And some of your desires seem like they're taking forever. But I'll tell you what, there's an embodiment and a strength in you, and there's a perception. If you let yourself have it, there's a perception of... what am I trying to say? Okay. There's a perception of who, of what your priorities are.
Yeah.
And there's a perception of what your goals in life are that is very much beyond anything you used to have. And so hanging on to this concept of Prince Charming is a good thing to release, because you have someone coming, but you need to drop that kind of reaching aspect now and just really hand it over to God or spirit guides or whoever you talk to, and go back into just really reformatting who you are. Because you're just going to launch. I'm telling you, you're about to break into a new level of self with a consciousness of self that you never had before.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
That's really beautiful. I've actually heard that from a couple of people lately. Yeah, in the past 6 months, I've kind of heard echoes of that. And that's kind of how I feel, too. And it's funny that I recognize that I kind of set it up myself. But it's like, okay, you know, how long does a criminal process take? How long does it take to have justice, you know? And it's like, okay, as soon as that trips, you know. I mean, people told me 5 years ago that it would feel like, you know, this most incredible thing I'd ever had when I get any kind of legal closure. You know, even if it doesn't even approach what I want, if there's any kind of legal closure, it will feel like a miracle.
And you haven't received any yet?
No. But I believe it's so close that I can feel it and sense it. I think it's probably under 8 weeks away, and it might be actually under 2 weeks away, but I have evidence of that.
Let me tell you this, that, you know what I was saying earlier on this particular show, that things seem to be going one way, and then, boom, they change and go in another direction, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's happening for a lot of people. So when you're saying 8 weeks, I'm going to drop that. Drop that definition and just keep growing and keep praying, because I think it's all going to work out, and it's going to be like a big swirl, like a spiral or something. It's not going to be in a linear way, and I believe that's another example of the paradigm shift. Things are happening, and his consciousness is getting better. How's your son?
Wait, Veronica, yeah. His consciousness as in my son's or my ex's or my... future,
your ex's
friend. That's interesting.
Yeah, the justice case. Yeah, because bottom line is, it's not just incarceration we want for people. We want resolution. We want healing. We want transformation. We want people to move
absolutely
out of the trap. Yeah. Well, this
absolutely,
guy,
Veronica,
you're frustrated, but he is, I won't say actually waking up, but there's pain and suffering in him that he's beginning to really break open to and really understand. Pain and suffering being like, oh, crap, was I like that? Did I do that? You know, a lot of people are going, whoa, is that really me? You know, he's not quite that simplistic.
Absolutely. Right, because I actually put him on a prayer list today. I was listening online to Ann Taylor, and she's all about the Unity 24-hour prayer thing for a month, and you can do it for free. And so I looked it up, and I found it. And I said to pray for him that he would stop lying to himself and face the truth about what he actually did.
Yeah.
And after 4 years, well, 3.5. It's been 3.5 since my son disclosed. So after 3.5, almost 3.5, after 3.5 years, he should. You're absolutely right. I believe that. And I do, I mean, I do more ho-ho-pono-pono and more guided visualizations than I do actual kind of prayer, traditional prayer, but I do a lot of it. And I pray for him, you know.
That's
absolutely
the best thing to do, because I'm telling you, he's stirring. He's stirring at a deep level. And, you know, you and I know, I mean, we're all one. We know a lot about oneness these days, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And, so I'm saying to you, by the time you meet Prince Charming, and I feel this spiral that's coming, meaning everybody that you know is somehow involved in a shift in consciousness to do with this whole case. It's like everybody who's anywhere in the circle is going to be shifted somehow. And that's not something we used to see that much. So when you say 8 weeks, I go, ha, it's a spiral. Who knows if it's 8 weeks? You see?
Yeah.
And it's like if you know this old line, Kim, which is change the energy, change the reality, right? And that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. Energy is changing from the core of this situation, and it's cellular.
Yeah.
And he's
absolutely
getting a whole lot of help right now from the unseen.
And I really do. I really do believe that, Veronica. And this is this is something that, you know, to me, okay, this has been a journey where it will be an absolute change, because I live in the deep rural south of the United States, and a preacher's wife said to me, "Oh, you know what they say. Boys his age always confuse male faces." I'm like, yeah, well, if they say that, you're living in the wrong community. I mean,
what? I didn't understand that line.
She said, "Oh, you know what they say. Boys his age always confuse male faces." She was saying it was not his dad that molested him.
Okay.
It was some other stranger that materialized out of the woodwork. See, if a preacher's wife has that in her back pocket, oh, you know what they say, boys his age always mix up male faces. Well, that's something wrong. You know what I'm saying, Veronica?
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I've had other people come up to me in the community and say, well, it happens all the time, Kim. You just don't realize how prevalent it is. And most people just don't talk about it, but they think it's okay. And do you want to know what kind of rage that brings up in me? You know, it's like, mm-hmm. wow. You're not living in my community either, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of rock have you been living under, you know?
But, honey, you're saying the whole thing in a different way, which is that people live in trances, and I call it the tyranny of the subconscious. And a lot of people are not awake yet. Hello.
But what I'm saying to you is that if he actually is held legally accountable, which I think he's going to, even though my family doesn't think so, if he mm-hmm. is actually legally held accountable, the shift will be phenomenal, because there are lots of people who have been watching on the periphery of the situation, mm-hmm. you know, who know about it, who think, oh, he's going to get off. He's not going to have to pay for anything. He's not going to go to jail. He's not going to be held. Yeah, maybe they slap him on the wrist, but it's his kid. He can do whatever he really wants with them, and no one's going to care. Well, oh, it's a stupid little retarded kid. Do you understand? I mean, I'm sorry, Veronica, but you get the kind of, right? You get the kind of stuff
that
I'm,
I know.
Right? Yes,
but, honey,
exactly.
People are blind. People are blind.
Absolutely.
And people are in a trance.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And
I think that when justice finally comes down, it's going to be severe. I think it's going to be, I keep getting visions of books being thrown at him, you know. So they're going to throw the book at him. That's what I think. But, you know, and it's going to shock a lot of people. And that's going to be where there are going to be shockwaves. People are going to be in disbelief. That's
what
I think.
But, you know, let me tell you this. So, one of the things that's interesting about sexual abuse is that it doesn't come into people's awakened awareness until whatever time, right? So some people are like 40. And,
right.
And it's the same with the perpetrators. Some of them are perpetrating because of what happened with them.
Right.
And they don't wake up. They can't wake up to it until all of a sudden. And gosh knows what that is. But I feel like he's stirring inside.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, Veronica.
And that's the thing. If we want to be loving and forgiving of people, and this is something I need to pay attention to sometimes as well, if we want to be loving and forgiving, we have to really recognize that some people are just not awake to whatever's going on in themselves.
Yeah.
You don't
and
even
there are
know
some
what
people who are. Yeah, and I believe there literally are some people who are criminally insane or mentally like just not available, and
or lobotomized by pain for whatever reason.
Yes, people, you know, hurt people, you know, in a simplistic way. So, Veronica, I did want to say that I was really sorry for your losses. And I wanted to let you know, just at a, you know, this is interesting to me. Okay, so there's another woman that I follow who lives in Connecticut, okay,
mm-hmm.
or Massachusetts, whatever, and she was saying the same thing. She was like, okay, all these people are dropping dead like flies. Are my clients, people are dying, and my family, people are dying, and my, you know, people I know, you know. And in my circle, like, of relatives, and it's ironic that I've kind of been waiting for John's dad to die, this molester to die, that in my family and in my circle, no one has died. I've had miraculous healings, like, you know, almost like, oh, you know, here's a heart attack, but he had a triple bypass the next day, and there's no damage. They can't find any damage in his heart.
Oh, that's
that
wonderful.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just wanted to let you know that I think that there are different kinds of soul groups, maybe, that are kind of activating. And I mean, I think there are a lot of people now deciding just to leave. You know, it's time to leave. But I think it's also
a very dynamic time. So those people, I'm always saying this to people, that my clients, is that some people are having amazing healings like never before, faster than can be, and other people are just dying.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess it depends on your own.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we could say that all these deaths have to do with a shift in my own identity with self. I don't know. I'm just making this up, you know. But we all have a different soul journey, and like you said, there's soul groups, and there's dharma, and there's karma, and there's peanut butter. I don't know, you know. Anyway, I should go because we haven't done our meditation yet, but it's delightful to speak with you.
Yeah, you too, Veronica. Have a blessed night. I'm going to happen and call back in and listen.
Okay, good. Take care.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right, so let's do a let's do our sacred geometric meditation all together, because I really like to create a unity, a community of oneness as we do our meditation together. And remember the story about Drunvalo, who goes in and he's shifting his own immune system, his own cellular, his genetics, his whatever it's called. I didn't read it long enough to really understand the proper mechanics. But I know when he worked on his codons, it shifted his ability to handle life with greater immunity. So we don't have to do that. What I'd like us to do is whatever you want to work on, which is fine, or else working on the inner child of any of the people that we bring into the healing room. And the reason I say that is because part of our paradigm shifting requires releasing those trances that we have inside of ourselves in our consciousness. If you want to really be free and untethered, you want to release the kinds of the ways you've held yourself together. And a lot of times our inner child is the one who's really holding tight to that identity. So I'm suggesting you don't have to do it my way. Yes, you do, or else you get demerits. But anyway, go in there and work on whatever you like. But if you want to, it's nice to release your inner child and release the inner child of some of the people that you're doing healing work with, because I really think it makes a difference in healing as well as psychological, emotional, spiritual, and social healing. Take a deep breath. Maybe a couple of them. And call in above your head, about 2 miles, a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through the spine into the lower golden ball. Good. And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. And then upside down with this point going into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. When you push the two together, you have a diamond, four sides sticking up, four sides sticking down. They meet at their bases and become a diamond. Diamonds, diamonds. And now you spin that, spin it, and spin it, and spin it, and spin it. I'm changing it all around. No, I'm not. Okay, we usually don't spin that one, but for some reason I got this message, spin it. So we're spinning and spinning and spinning it. And now inside, I want you to see a crystal ball. And inside of that, you're in a star tetrahedron, which is a three-dimensional star of David, or like a three-dimensional star of David. Or as Drunvalo would call it, your Merkaba, Bob Frizzell, and various other people. The Merkaba or Makaba is your light body that you can shift dimensions with, so it spin and spin and spin. So you've got your outside diamond shape, you've got your crystal ball, and now you're in a star tetrahedron, and you're spinning and spinning and spinning. And as you spin, if you're not getting too dizzy, take a look at that magical screen in front of you. And on the first section of the screen, we're going to create a little movie. And on that movie, I want you to see how you are when you've shifted your paradigm, and when you're free, and when you're unlimited. and see pictures of yourself creating the unlimited you. I always want to see myself shifting dimensions consciously. Healing. Being. Expanding. And then when you get to whatever it is you want to create for yourself or you want to be, wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And let's run another movie. It's a movie of what you're creating in the world. What is it you want to create? Do you have a wonderful project you're wanting to do? Is your project writing a book, creating home and family, making movies, a television show? See all of the resources coming to do that work. Mm-hmm. All the people, places, things. Mm-hmm. And watch how they come. All the money comes, the time, the people. Mm-hmm. And then when your project is complete, let's see the resources and the people and the time and the enthusiasm all flowing to you, coming at the right time so you can sustain your project. Mm-hmm. And enjoy it. Good. And now wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And now's the time we're going to do our Galactic Healing Center. And remember, you have a healing team around you, invisible consciousnesses that know really a lot about where it is you want to go and how to help you unhook some of the bondage that we were talking about earlier, the tyranny of the subconscious, or maybe we could call it of karma, or all of those things that keep driving us in certain places. We also have other drives. They're drives of, we talked about starseeds, they're drives from deep within that really want to lead you to your self-expression and fulfillment. So we want to clear away the driftwood stuff so we can get to those, right? So what we're going to do is have our wonderful team of consciousness wrapped around this table, standing around this table. You're the first person who lays on the table. I'm popping in, hop up on the table. And what is it you want to work on? If you don't really know for sure, get your team to work on it and help you pull away some of the stuff that's in the way of your own personal starseeds. I know that we are usually called starseeds, but I'm saying that you have seeds in you that drive you to become an awakened starseed, you see? Yes. And now you ask them what it is they would do for you. It's interesting, huh? I was going to get them to work on my inner child, and the first place they're going is right into the belly and the intestinal area. And they're showing a really interesting thing about me, and I'm sure it's true for all of you as well, that there's a tremendous amount of psychic information in that part of the body, which holds the subconscious, karma, parents, any teachers, everybody else's influence. Good. Good job. And then we're going to see what they do with that. They seem to be pulling out, both from the head and the belly area, they're pulling out a lot of material. And yet the colors are very, very psychic. So they're bringing up a psychic awareness as they pull out some of the stuff that's in the way. Remember, we're kind of magical beings. We can be astute and aware of beings all over the planet and beyond. And then they're just going to continue the work, build the light around you and me. And now let's wrap that in light, move it over to the side. Remember, the team replicates themselves around a fresh table. Mm-hmm. And now, who are we bringing in? Mm-hmm. We're bringing in a woman who is very, very anxious. Good grief. I don't know why. Oh, she's coming in. I don't know this woman. She's very, very anxious. And we're going to have her lie on the table. She can barely stay still. She's got ADD or something. She's been under an awful lot of strain and tension, and she's afraid. All right. Now they're going to work on her. All right. So now they're doing some tremendous work. Who's working on your table? You can describe it. And I'm asking for an amping up of this healing team around this woman. Mm-hmm. And you can do that, too, because they'll bring in realms and realms and realms of support. They're pulling out. This is a very, very old being. She's not old in this life, but she's old. And they're pulling out huge, huge, I want to call it realms of information that's not necessary anymore, more like she's been carrying it. And they're pulling it out of all the way through the gastrointestinal and the chest area and the throat, thyroid area. And the brain. So that tonight they're focusing on pulling things out. Yeah. And then we're bringing up her inner child, and we're seeing a little being who has been, I would say she was born overwhelmed, if you know what I mean. She was born overwhelmed, and they're bringing her forth, and they're asking her questions of what it is she sees and what it is she wants. And it's interesting because she's expressing a lot of fear and panic that she's had in there for her whole life. And some of the beings are wrapping her as if they're holding and hugging her with high frequency energy, high vibrational energy, and reminding her that she doesn't need to feel unsafe any longer. Oh, she has a lot of stress hormones in her from her early childhood and in utero parenting that's gone together. Remember this part with some of her other life experiences. There's been a lot of stress and trouble. Anyway, they're pulling out strings of it, but they're also soothing this inner child's basic, what would you call it, the soul's drive, basic anxiety. Frequency is being soothed. And when we're doing this work, if you have any deep, deep anxiety in your inner child, you should be able to feel kind of a soothing coming up. Yeah. And it's a lack of trust that she's cared for or she's looked after. Let's ask if we can impose or bring in or infuse or imbue a kind of trust in this little one. And the healing team is so loving. So let's wrap her in light and move that scenario over to the right. All right, now let's bring in the election, shall we do? We'll bring in a nice table and just throw all of the beings that are really involved in this election on that table. Good grief, we're going to need realms and realms of our healing team, aren't we? This is a big, big thing. Mm-hmm. And in the election, what I see is, Bob, brilliant Bob's always saying, you know, most of it's spin, and I think that's very much the truth. So I will listen to things and be really horrified on the news, but you got to stop and really go into what you hear and try to decide if they're trying to convince me to think and be a certain way, because some of the slanging that goes on between, and I won't use names and so on, between those who are running for the election and those who are running, lobbying groups or whatever, some of the spin that comes out through the media is absolutely horrendous. So we're not actually hearing what those candidates could actually do. And then the other question is, if, I've heard this line before, if Jesus himself got in, what could he do, right? So what we're going to do is ask to feel, or let's call in that wonderful salmon-y colored light that can come in through the top of the head, down in through the heart and run out your arms and hands and have that light of kind of evolutionary harmony and peace come through these hands and touch all of the beings that are in the election to see if we can't awaken to telling the truth and to solve problems for the greater good of all. Is that possible? What do you think? I believe it's possible. This is the paradigm shift, and I already think that paradigm shift is going to show up in matters of global economics or local economics and politics and so on. What do you think? And let's just pat each of the people involved in our political system. Mm-hmm. Pat them with this beautiful healing light, or we can call it dust if we want. And infuse those beings who are running media. Mm-hmm. And let's also infuse, there's so many revelations of situations, companies, and so on that are coming apart because of some horrible things that are going on inside. Let's infuse all of that with this light, that the light can bring forward the truth, and the resolutions can bring up a desire for truth and honesty and win-win in many of the individuals. Just see it flood them and running up through their beingness. And see our beings with their multi-leveled cohorts there absolutely joining you in infusing all these beings with light. Good. Now let's wrap that whole scenario in light and move it over to the left or to the right, wherever you're putting your people. And now let's call in more of that light and have it come down through the top of your head, down through your body, out your heart and your hands, your arms and hands, and pat the entire world where you feel like it needs healing, where the dolphins are, where the whales are, where the Gulf spills are, where the problems are, where poverty is, where sickness is. Fill it all around the world. Let's absolutely radiate our planet and have this light bouncing off the planet in such a way that it moves up through the realms that meet with the extraterrestrials, the beings that want to participate in our world. It's time. Wrap the whole world and really nudge those areas that really need special help, and then have that light move round and round and round the planet, in through your hands, up your arms, into your chest, up through the top of your head, and back out into the great central sun. Now I want you to turn around and close off your galactic healing center. Good. And now jump into your star tetrahedron, your Merkaba, one more time. One more time. And spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And as you spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. How do you feel? Now jump back into the room and then call me. Let's talk about you and what on earth you're doing. Here's the numbers, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. What happened to you, instructors? I got some really interesting lights and it's sort of hard, isn't it, for us to think of being one with someone who's doing very damaging things, like the one caller that we've had so far. It's pretty hard to think of being one, but as I did a wonderful interview, it wasn't me that was wonderful, I'm saying that the interview was wonderful, with Ragini Michaels, who wrote a book called Unflappable, and she's quite a wonderful student of metaphysics, of spirituality. She's an Osho person, also a hypnotherapist, and she's written a great book called Unflappable. And a lot of what she talks about in the book, or some of what she talks about in the book, are you and I are living a life of dualities. We're here on the planet, and it's all about dualism. So here we want to get rid of our darkness. We want to get rid of our shadow. But the reality is that the light goes with the shadow. You got to have both of them. And I know a lot of you know this already. But it seems to me, if we're going to make that quantum leap, if we're going to make that humongous jump that's known as the shift at this time in the consciousness of human beings, I think we really have to be able to make peace with our own shadow. So going back to how hard it is to be one with someone who's doing some aberrative thing or something really, really dangerous, it is very important for us to feel that we are connected and that we can, I suppose, recognize that his or her presence is valuable. Because it seems, and I've said this before, that when I'm working with people, it seems like very often people have healings because they're seen and known for who they are. It isn't necessarily just energy or magic or this or that. It's often when people, when you're having a rapport about yourself with somebody and you're seen and known for who you really are, and this is maybe a little bit like Ragini's thing about dualities, when you can see both sides of it, oh yeah, I'm a really loving, wonderful person who can be really horrible sometimes, you know, and I have my shadow and I have these tyrannical drives of whatever they are, of temper or of isolation or bitterness or something, you know, just to recognize those things. Ragini suggests to take a look around you at any given time and really see all the dualities that you can see, all the opposites that you see in your life, and paradoxically to be able to live with both of them in one moment. I found doing some of her exercises while I was talking to her on the phone and also while I was reading her book, it was pretty fascinating because as you start paying attention to that, so if you all take a minute now and pick a situation that you find, enigmatic, pick a situation that you want to push away from. How's that? And let me see. I'm picking a situation of a group of people that I'm feeling uncomfortable in. Okay, or how about this? I'm afraid in them. I don't know if this is a good example or not, but I'm going to try it. Okay, so I'm afraid in this group. So I fantasize that I will become really powerful, right? So it's really interesting to me to go, okay, I'm really powerful in this group, and I'm really weak in this group. I'm really powerful in this group, and I'm just there. And I'm really powerful and I'm being judged. You see, I'm going back and forth. And as I do this, it's funny because I think of the group and it's not very important. None of it. It becomes very, very unimportant. It's almost like you take the charge off it. How did that sound to you? So let me just take a look at some of you. Some of you have a terrific amount of angst. One of you I can see right now is panic-stricken with, oh my. It's funny, I can see in your brain, this is a woman who doesn't know where to go from here. She doesn't know what to do. And I want to say, you have to calm down. You can't be panicky. Because just imagine this. I say, I don't know. I just don't know what to do. La, la, la. What's going to happen in my brain? My brain is like a computer, and the program's going round and round and round, isn't it? So let's talk to her about just stopping and talk to you about just picking something that's an endless loop in your life and then just stop and be with that just for a minute. I don't know. Ah, see, there's my friend that I first started talking about. Her wheel suddenly caught. And she started to have a little trail that she was going to go up. What's happening to you when we do that? Do you have wheels that go round and round and round? And I find there's another thing. Somebody else is when you're mad. Okay, here's another one. She gets wound up, and she gets really angry, and she has a very small hair trigger. You know that kind of person who probably needs a B vitamin. Actually, what she really needs to do is get furious, because she's another example of inner child. And that inner child really needs to be, somebody needs to take her hand and help her through this situation. Because that inner child was born angry or has been angry for quite a long time. And as I watch her trying to quell her reactiveness, I go, she needs to talk with her inner child, because that inner child needs to have permission to be angry about things that happened and she needs to have someone to hold her and absolutely love her because she's angry. When that inner child needs to be recognized, remember seen and known for who you are, needs to be recognized for the fact that she had a reason for the anger. It's not like, what on earth is going on with you? It's that you have a reason for the anger, and I want to be the bigger person and hold you and love you and appreciate you and tell you how courageous you are so your anger is well placed. And what happens when I do that is this woman's inner child starts to get soft. In fact, she starts to kind of suck her thumb. Very, very sweet. Because the reactiveness of that woman is very much a response to kind of a biochemical, hormonal thing, surge that comes up in her in interaction. Remember, all our interactions are vibrational, are really energetic. So I want to say to each of you, I have started to talk about duality, but I'm actually going back into the inner child right now, that as you come into things over the next week or so, go drop back in and talk to your inner child and see how she is. The kinds of things you're going to come into are things like indecision, panic, moving too fast in your head and not knowing what on earth to do and so on. Stop and say, what does my inner child feel like at this point? Because my first person I talked about, her inner child feels panic-stricken and is looking for someone to grab her hand and say, it's okay, I can lead us. Which you as the adult can very much do with your inner child. It's really important. Or the angry little inner child just needs someone to recognize that she's been angry for some very good reasons. We don't even have to figure out what they are and give her credit for that, because anger is actually a useful tool. It's only not useful when it's employed in all kinds of wrong directions. So anyway, let's take a break here and talk about Jackie Salvitti's show, which is coming up. She's also talking about how are you handling the shifting paradigms tonight. That's going to be fun. Jackie's always witty and has a lot of depth, and her wonderful channel team is going to talk to us about halfway through. And some of you have been sending questions, I believe, and I'll check my email in a few minutes. Send your questions for Jackie and the team to Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com. That's Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com. I wanted to tell you also that I have a new, on Facebook, I have a new page, which is Paradigm Shifters page, and I want you guys to write in. I'd love to friend you or include you in the group if you want to write in and say I want to be included. And also, you know, my name is Veronica Entwistle. It's my Facebook name as well. And I'm suggesting that because there's so many paradigm shifts going on, which I think are included in the number of businesses that are showing how corrupt they are and so on. All the books of Revelations have said that some of these empires are going to be pulled down. And I think a lot of that's going on right now. And the shift in paradigm, to me, comes when new businesses, the new world economic policies are created that have a little bit more of a win-win quality to them, if not a lot more of a win-win quality to them. So we're talking paradigm shifting is kind of the ending of a way of seeing, understanding, or knowing something, the end of a kind of a system of thought and feeling that you've been employing or we've been employing on a mass level. And what's happening in your private life, you remember the crux of paradigm shifting is from the inside of the individual. So what's happening in your private life that you're coming up with a shift in the paradigm of who you are? I'd love it if you'd write in and share with us. So we're going to have a really interesting series of interactions. So what I'd like you to do is check Facebook, Veronica Entwistle, and look for the paradigm shifting community. And I'd love us to really inspire some good conversation for that community. So, and Paradigm Shifters, my radio show is on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, and we always do interviews. I'm not sure who's going to come up. We did an old interview last Tuesday, and it was Peter Matisse with the Conscious Business Institute. And it was very good. He was talking about this very thing that we're talking about, is that the shift in individuals, how they see and feel the workplace is what's going to change our business modality on the planet. It's really good. Up and coming, we have a lot of interviews with dowsers, the West Coast dowsers out of Santa Cruz. A variety of people doing amazing healing techniques. So over the next month or so, we're going to be running interviews with them, half-hour interviews with a lot of the dowsers from the July 6th to the 10th Santa Cruz West Coast Dowsers Conference. It's always very lively and very enriching. It's a great place to go. We were going to go. We can't now. But instead, we're just going to bring them to you. So I hope you'll tune in to that. I'll see you all at the top of the hour. If you have suggestions for me, feedback, personal questions, personal responses, suggestions for guests, or if you'd just like a session with me and my guides and angels, my address is veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And I'll see you on Facebook in the Paradigm Shifting Community, where I hope you're going to be a contributor. All right, we'll catch you at the top of the hour. Good night, everyone.